This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and this is our weekly conversation with Mary Morgan, covering your engagement opportunities in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County. Mary is the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor and visits with us every Monday. How are you, Mary Morgan?
David Fair, I'm great.
I am so glad to hear it. It was a good weekend, and it's so far a pretty good-looking day, but it looks like it's going to change. Nonetheless, I'm a big fan of temperatures where I don't have to wear coats.
Oh, absolutely. Even on my scooter, it was, I only had to wear a light jacket, so scooter weather.
Are you going to be riding the scooter to the Ann Arbor City Council meeting tonight?
I think I will be watching it online in the comfort of my own home. I'll be watching the meeting. There's some interesting things happening.
Absolutely. The 2018-2019 budget is up for a vote and could be potentially done by tonight. And there's also a proposed settlement agreement with Dennis Dahlman, who is the current owner of the former Y Lot, as it were called. So what do you expect is going to happen with these items?
Well, I think that the settlement will pass. It includes a $1 million payment beyond the $4.2 million that the city was originally expected to pay to buy it back from Dennis Dahlman. And that actually, the money to cover that settlement is one of the proposed amendments to the budget. And there are several interesting amendments that I was just browsing through before we spoke today. And so it'll be interesting to me to see how many of those amendments get traction. They include things like adding a couple of police officers for neighborhood control, some funding to explore public sentiment regarding nonpartisan elections, which I personally am interested in, and several other things. So most of them are proposed by Jack Eaton, Jane Lum, and a couple of their allies on council. So it could be a very interesting budget discussion.
Absolutely. Jack Eaton, of course, has decided to run against the incumbent mayor, Christopher Taylor. And so there may be some politicking going on as part of this budget process.
Why, David, politicking?
Do you think there is any chance that the council does not pass the budget tonight?
Oh, I think they'll pass the budget. It just could be a long meeting. You never know. It's the main thing, that and the settlement for the Y Lot are the main things on the budget, as far as I can tell. And I think that they've hashed out the Y Lot issue. So, they'll do it as long as they need to. They do need to pass it this week, or have a special meeting needs to be passed in May. So I think we'll probably see some resolution.
Well, we'll certainly have the details by tomorrow morning, and you'll hear it all on 89.1 WEMU as part of Morning Edition. We're talking with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative on 89.1 WEMU, and Mary is our partner in Civic Matters. It's a weekly feature you hear each Monday. Now, the Ann Arbor District Library Board is going to meet tonight as well, and it, too, has budget on the mind.
Yes, on a much smaller scale. They're going to have a public hearing for their budget, which they've been discussing. It's, I believe, around 15, 16 million this year, compared to the city's general fund budget for the city is a little bit over 100 million. So, different scale. They're doing important work at the library. And then there's also an opportunity later this week on Wednesday to go to a board retreat, which is looking at some longer term visioning, getting reports from a recent phone survey that the library conducted. And there's also part of that meeting on Wednesday to get public input on what they view as valuable for library services. So it'll be an interesting session.
Yeah, there's certainly been talk of potentially a new branch of the Ann Arbor District Library. And I know that Josie Parker, the executive director of the library, has been lobbying in Lansing to get greater state funding, not only for the Ann Arbor District Library, but for libraries throughout the state. It is one of those items that, in the grand scheme of things, falls far down the list on the list of priorities.
And yet, it really is such a community asset. Almost every day there is some kind of gathering. I just went to a book reading last weekend for John U. Bacon that was at the downtown library. Mm-hmm. They had a big creative fair this past weekend, a DIY event. And, you know, they draw several thousand, hundreds of thousands of people each year to the library. So, you know, it's an important part of our community.
On Tuesday, the Ann Arbor Public Schools is going to hold another in its long process of listen and learn community conversations. Superintendent Janice Swift enacted these when she first came to town and has been doing them ever since. And it really has resulted in a better relationship between community and schools. And we're going to have another one.
Yeah, on Tuesday, so tomorrow at 6 o'clock at Clegg Middle School on Nixon Road, she's going to meet with whoever shows up. You know, she's staff, parents, but also general community members, and basically looking at what are opportunities for improvement, what kind of things does the community view as important for the future of the schools, anything else really that comes up. Compared to previous superintendents, she has been very accessible from my experience. So I think it's great to have these opportunities for people to actually talk directly with the superintendent, and often some school board members show up as well.
And she certainly has reaffirmed her commitment to the Ann Arbor schools. She was a finalist for a job in Seattle, Washington, and came in as a runner-up in that process to become superintendent of schools there. There are a lot of folks really happy that she'll be staying in town.
Yeah, you know, I think when somebody runs a system as relatively high profile as Ann Arbor schools, you always risk the headhunters coming to call. But, you know, I think she's doing a good job and glad she's staying.
Civic Matters in our weekly conversation with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative continues on 89.1 WEMU. And one of the things that is an important conversation taking place in the community is policing and community relations. And as such, the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office is starting to take sign-ups for the Citizens Police Academy. And it's an opportunity to really kind of get an inside look at how the department operates, what officers go through, and create that better relationship with members of the community that are interested in how the process works.
Yeah, you know, I think that these kind of Citizens Academies, whether they're by the county or one of the local municipalities, are a great way to get an understanding of some of the challenges and services that are provided that a lot of people just don't think about. And you have to be 18 for this one, but it's a great opportunity. It's also a bit of a time commitment. It starts in September and runs through November, but it's every Thursday evening, and it covers a really wide range of topics. You'll learn about arrest procedures, the canine units, SWAT teams, the tour of the county jail, dispatch, and lots of other things. So applications are open. There's a pretty long lead time. The deadline is not until July 27th. So something definitely to check out.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll have a link so that you can go take a look at all that it entails and what it might offer to you. And if you're interested, then you can sign up. Now, this week from today is Memorial Day, and that's a good reason, as you've pointed out, to check out local memorials with an interactive map as provided by the City of Ann Arbor.
Yeah, it's called the Ann Arbor Parks Memorial Finder, and it's basically an online map, and it has a bunch of dots that show where memorials are throughout the city's park system. You click on one of the dots, and it pulls up a little box that says where it's located, what kind of memorial it is. So is it a bench? Is it a plaque? And then if there's some kind of a message written on it, it tells you what the message is. And it's, you know, these kind of things we often just pass by. So I think it's, you know, especially on Memorial Day, might be worth just checking it out and giving some thought to, you know, these are people who contributed to our community, and little ways to remember them.
I think it's fantastic, and I think you're fantastic. Thank you so much for your time yet again today, and we will visit again in 2 weeks' time.
Okay, have a great week, David.
That is Mary Morgan, and we will be talking again in 2 weeks. Next Monday, of course, is Memorial Day, and we'll be taking a break, but Civic Matters will return the first Monday in June. Mary Morgan is the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative, and if you would like to sign up for her weekly newsletter, all you have to do is go to civcity.org. If you'd like to find out more about all of today's topics on Civic Matters, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.